running late, so as quickly as we can move through.
Move for approval?
There you go. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to call order the March 5th meeting of the Water Supply Committee. And first item on the agenda are the minutes from the October 2nd meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. It's approved. Second item is public comments. Is there anyone here? Is there anyone here who would like to make comment on anything they choose? Seeing none, we'll move on to item three, which is the briefing by Clay, our MPW manager.
Thank you, Mr. Bustos, members of the committee. We have an opportunity to capitalize on some low-interest SRF funding. It's part of the part of their refunding appropriations that have come about. We've been notified that we would qualify for up to $6 million at 2.1% interest. We've sent that over to you in the briefing memo that I provided to you. I'm just here really today to give the Water Supply Committee kind of a heads up that we're going to be moving this through the process. We will have to go through a Finance Committee meeting this week, but we want to let you know, because of the schedule, that we will be bringing this through council, through the normal channels, finance, and then for final council approval to support MPW in applying for this SRF loan. It's for the Force Main up in Part West, which is a replacement project, which qualifies for this SRF funding. We've provided you with an updated schedule along with your staff to talk about the committee meetings, the resolution requested from a commission to the town, and then, of course, your resolutions approving the award of the loan. We've also got a copy of the resolution, the proposed resolution, that we will be submitting for you to approve, that we can use as part of our loan application. Pretty standard stuff.
Yeah.
Just glad we have an opportunity to move forward with this project and to provide, low-cost financing for it.
Yeah, 2%, that's
not bad.
Pretty good money.
Good.
Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I got a real brief question. Okay. I know we're pushing time. Clay, the mile of pipe that's being replaced, 20-inch PVC, HDPE, Force Main, is that replacing, or is that also connecting to the existing pipe on Park West Boulevard?
Yes, it's down Park West Boulevard from pump station 119 all the way out to Highway 17, where the other section of this Force Main, it'll be connecting to that.
Okay, and there are what, 210s now, or 212s?
I think it's 212.
12-inch PVC and 12-inch ductile iron?
Yes.
And that's what's there currently?
And we'll be upgrading those.
I got you. Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Clay, just briefly, what impact, I see construction is tentatively scheduled around September timeframe to begin. What sort of impact will that have on residents and businesses in that area?
It's like any other construction project. I mean, there'll be probably some, construction signage and traffic control. We don't anticipate shutting down roads, anything like that. So it'll be normally kind of what you see out there on Colvin Boulevard, but maybe not quite as extensive.
Yeah, strike that from the record. So.
Sorry.
So the pipes are in the right of way or no?
Some are in private right of way, some private easements, yes.
So I'm just trying to think where the pipes are located.
Yeah, the good news is that there's a sizable right-of-way. Park West Boulevard is pretty wide.
I thought this was from the pump station down towards 17 George Browder.
It is.
So there's businesses, buildings. There's not a lot of space on the side of the road.
That's one tight spot. I think we'll be doing directional drill under that.
Okay.
Right.
All right, so no significant impacts then on the neighbors. All right, that's all I had.
Okay, and then you'll be bringing this to us when it's after the finance committee?
Yes, MPW has to pass a resolution requesting council to move this forward. That'll be done Wednesday. And then in our commission meeting on the 19th, that'll be ratified. And then we'll be moving that right through council, through finance.
Okay. So I guess we're
good. Unless you would like us to bring it back to you. Glad to do it if necessary, but
we can move it as quickly as possible.
That's the hope.
Okay, with that, Eric,
awesome.
Do you have any questions about that?
I do have something. I just want to give you a heads up. We have a development. This is unrelated to this project. We do have a developer that has applied for. They wanted to get approval for water and sewer. It's a county property that is non-contiguous property, and it does not comply with the town's comprehensive plan. Normally, we would not provide service to this property until it does either comply with the plan or it goes through a process which starts with you and your committee, Water Supply Committee, to review the applicant's information and all the issues relative to density, green space, and that type of thing. And that we're not going to bring it to you today. It's going to be brought up at the April meeting. We'll be just want to let you know we're working with your staff on getting that on your next agenda.
Okay. Well, we look forward to seeing that in April then.
Yep.
That's it. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. I want to go.